You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
Statistics from the Department of Internal Affairs showed, compared to the same period last year, the number of poker machines during June to September this year have decreased by 2%, but the profits from it have increased by 3.4%. I spoke with Andre Frode from the Problem Gaming Foundation on this continuing trend. I started by asking the current situation of these gaming machines in New Zealand.
Pokies in New Zealand, and the story of problem gambling actually is really about the pokie machines. And we have pokies in pubs and clubs around the country, and there are also pokies in casinos. But the most harmful form of gambling is still the pokies in our pubs and clubs around the country. And what we're seeing is there's been an increase in the spend. It's been trending upward for about approximately the last 3 years, whereas before, since the Gambling Act in 2003, we've been seeing a reduction in the spend on pokies. Now, suddenly, over the last few years, we're seeing the spend go up, and that's despite the numbers of pokie machines and venues going down around the country.
When you say the pokie machines are most available in pubs, who are using those pokie machines?
Well, it's really interesting, actually, because the majority of Kiwis actually don't even use pokie machines. So it's only about 14% approximately of people actually use them. So the enormous amount of money that's lost on them around the country is actually only coming from a small number of people. So, you know, in around the country, we've got venues, and, you know, some venues have 18 machines, some have 9. And the numbers of them, despite them going down, we're still seeing a lot of money being poured into these machines by just a very small number of people.
I recently found in the Department of Internal Affairs statistics that Pacifica and Māori people are overrepresented in these gambling statistics. Does that relate it to the number of pokie machines?
Well, look, absolutely. Unfortunately, they are disproportionately impacted by pokie machines. And a lot of that is to do with the fact that we've got five times as many pokie machines in the more deprived communities of New Zealand, as the more affluent areas. And unfortunately, they're situated where a lot of Māori and Pacifica people live. So they're disproportionately impacted. And over 50% of the losses generated by venues in our more deprived communities. So we actually want to see them moved out of those communities so they stop impacting those people.
What effects does pokie machines have on people, not just only in Māori and Pacifica community?
Look, pokies are really highly addictive machines. They're designed to addict people, and they have features that keep people using the machines for long lengths of time. So unfortunately, a regular user of a pokie machine is at risk of developing a gambling problem. And the flow-on effect of that is one person with a gambling problem impacts about 6 other people. So it can cause widespread harm, both to somebody's family, to the community at large, to their employer. And we see pokies often strongly linked with poverty. They fuel poverty, also family violence. They cause mental health issues. And, of course, the impact on children, child neglect, and the impact that poverty has on children as well.
What is being done currently to reduce the problem?
Well, that's a really good question. I think at the moment, with pokies and pubs and clubs, it's the local councils that, when they review their gambling policies every 3 years, they can put forward a sinking lid policy, which is the best policy we've got available to keep the numbers of pokie machines down. So a sinking lid policy will mean that if a venue closes, the pokies can't be moved somewhere else. And we want to see sinking lid policies adopted by councils because it's the most effective policy to keep those numbers of pokies down in communities. But it really doesn't go far enough. A sinking lid policy takes a very long time to work to reduce the numbers. So we would actually like to see pokies made safer through technology such as pre-commitment cards, where a gambler can actually choose the amount of time and money they want to spend on the machine before they start gambling. And that just takes away some of the harmful features of the machine, and also facial recognition technology as well. So there are things that can be done to pokies to make them safer, but currently sinking lid policies is probably the best policy that we've got available to us to try and keep the numbers down.
When you say earlier that a policy of trying to relocate pokie machines is difficult, why is it difficult?
Well, some councils in their policies, even if they have a sinking lid, will allow relocations of machines under certain circumstances. But given that we've got five times as many pokies in our more deprived communities, we want to see them moved out of those communities, but we also don't want to see pokies being moved into city centres, for example, and creating pokie hubs. So we don't want to see a situation where we just see the problem being moved from one community into another, because unfortunately the problem goes with the pokie machine.
So is it better to have an outright ban on pokie machines?
Look, that's a really good question. We know the harm they cause. But unfortunately, we're realistic in that we know the community relies on the funding that comes from pokie machines. And that in itself is a reliance that's been created over many years. So about $300 million approximately each year goes back into the community in the form of grants. But it's not a particularly ethical or equitable form of funding, because often the money doesn't go back into the community where it's come from. So we're not seeing some of the more deprived communities where the money might be coming out of. We're not always seeing those grants go back in to benefit those communities. And it poses an ethical dilemma for many of the, you know, the worthwhile community organisations that receive that funding, in that they know the harms pokies cause in communities, but they still rely on the funding that they get from grants. So it's a system that unfortunately is being relied on, but it's not a fair or equitable source of funding. So, but while we have that reliance there, you know, it's a difficult thing to say whether pokies will ever get to the situation where we don't have any more.
But is it better for the government to do something to reduce the number of pokies?
Look, it is, because we want to see pokie numbers reduce, and we want to see the harm reduce. That's the most important thing. And, you know, one of the key objectives of the Gambling Act is to minimise the harm from gambling. And given that pokies are the most harmful form of gambling, we don't want to see people being harmed, and we don't want to see the serious impact that it has on communities. So we certainly would like to see pokies made safer and see less of them in our communities. And there are features in pokie machines such as near wins, where the machine will tell you that you've nearly won and all the bells and whistles go off, but in fact you haven't. And there are all sorts of different features that pokies have that keep players, you know, playing on the machines. So we'd like to see the machines defanged, if you like, so that they're less harmful. And then perhaps it wouldn't be such a problem if we had some of those safety features in place.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.